This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we continue our study of things you should treasure, I want to call your attention today to a passage found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, and I shall begin reading with verse 25 and read through verse 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said unto him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor is thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus made answer and said, "A certain lawyer was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And in like manner a Levite also, when he came to the place, saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings, and gave them to the host, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, I, when I come back again, will repay thee.' Which of these 3, thinkest thou, proved neighbor unto him that fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." And Jesus said unto him, "Go, and do thou likewise." Now Jesus had indicated that a man should love his neighbor. The first and greatest commandment of all, of course, is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second like unto it is, as Jesus said, to love your neighbor as yourself. Actually, there are 3 loves involved: the love of God, the love of neighbor, and the love of self. But this man, in seeking to avoid his responsibility to love his neighbor, tried to make it appear that he didn't even know who his neighbor was. Now, I want you to note carefully that Jesus did not tell him who his neighbor was. He just told this story about a man being beaten by robbers and left half dead on the side of the road, and how a priest and Levite, as they came near and saw him, went by on the other side of the road. They had no compassion upon him. But a Samaritan, who might well have been regarded as his enemy, took care of him, carried him to an inn and took care of him, and even made provision for his future needs. Now, without having told him who his neighbor was, Jesus asked the question, "Now, which one of these 3, the priest or the Levite who passed by on the other side of the road, or the Samaritan who carried him on his own beast to the inn and cared for him and made provision for his future, which one of those 3 really proved to be neighbor to this man?" And the man said, "Well, he that showed mercy on him." And Jesus said, "Go thou and do likewise." You see, our neighbor really is anyone who needs us. Anyone who needs us in any way, anyone who needs us spiritually, anyone who needs us physically. The greatest need that any man has is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The greatest blessing you can do for any person is to carry him the message of the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the story of Christ, the story of the gospel. Urge him to believe the truth and to obey it. Let every one of us treasure our neighbor.